people used to buy flour in a...
sack.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
I don't know.
What do you use? Enables to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle. What do you do to urge the horses to go faster when you're riding?
Whip them.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a
bag.
How is a fairly large quantity of sugar packed?
In a bag.
What do you call that bag or sack potatoes are shipped in?
Potato sack.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
I don't know.
When the light burns out in the electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
When you carry a washing out to hang it up on a line, you carry it out in a
clothes basket.
What do nails come in? Like it's like a barrel, but it's smaller.
I don't know.
What runs around the barrel to hold the lid in place?
An iron, rail.
What do you put in the top of a bottle to hold in a liquid?
Stopper.
What is a little musical instrument that you play with your mouth?
Harmonica.
What about something that you would hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers and it would twang?
I don't know.
What do you pound nails with?
A hammer.
If you had a wagon and two horses, what is a long wooden piece between the horses?
I don't know.
If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
I don't know.
The steel outside of a wagon wheel is called...
The rim.
When you break ground in the spring, what instrument or farm instrument do you use?
Disc.
After you have plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
Disc.
What is that the wheels of the wagon fit into?
An axle.
What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay across to chop wood into stove links?
I don't know.
You straighten your hair in the morning with a comb and a
brush.
You sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
What do you put in a revolver?
Bullet.
A plank laid across a trestle where children play on is called a
seesaw.
What do you call a limber plank fixed at both ends that children used to jump and down on?
I don't know.
There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle to a post or stump. Children get on each end and spin around on it. What would you call that?
A merry-go-round.
When you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it so that children can go back and forth, you're making a... What do you carry coal in?
A bucket.
What runs from the stove to the chimney?